Studio 6 is CJSF's video and event series that seeks to capture high-quality video and audio recordings of live performances by inspiring and local artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to them. Studio 6 invites performers to join us atop Burnaby Mountain for an organic combination of performance and interview, which is then preserved in our music library, online at our YouTube channel, and provided to the artists for their own preservation. Join us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear live-to-air broadcasts or selections from our archive. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Studio 6 session here live at CJSF 90.1 FM. I have with me the four members of Whitaco. Give it up, studio audience. Excellent. And for our audience at home, can you go around and let us know your name and what you play in the band?
Sure. Well, thank you very much for having us. I'm Josh McKenna. I play guitar and do vocals.
I'm Walter Swan. I play bass and sing backing vocals.
I'm Luke Badalka, and I play guitar.
My name's Lucas Grabby, and I'll be on the drums.
Excellent. All right, let's jump into our first track.
This one's called Metamorphosis.
locked inside some sort of endless reprieve. Can't find any meaning at all.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Whitico. So good. God, got to catch a breather after that one.
Totally.
So good. Tell us a little bit about how y'all started as a band.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, back pre-pandemic, I formed a band under the same name, a few guys, and it kind of fell apart, you know, with the pandemic and everything. And so then partway through the pandemic, I'm sitting around with Lucas, and Lucas and I have known each other since we were in, like, preschool together. And we were playing socially distanced rock band on a projector 6 feet apart. And Lucas played drums until he was about 11. We're sitting there, we're like having a glass of wine. We're like, man, you should have never given up playing drums. We could have been in a band. And he was like, yeah, you're right, man. And I was like, you know, Long McQuaid rents drums for like $60 for the weekend. So next thing you know, we're jamming together. And then Luke teaches himself to play guitar over the pandemic. He's like, oh yeah, can I join the group? And we're like, yeah, man. So we start jamming together. And then out of nowhere, like, one of my old coworkers brings me to meet this other guy because we want to start doing like show promotion and stuff together. So I'm out at like Mexican brunch in Burnaby.
Brentwood.
Yeah. And meet Walter. And it just comes up in conversation. Like, hey, I'm looking for a bassist. And he's like, I play bass. And I was like, oh yeah, we should jam together sometime, man. And people say that sort of thing all the time. Right. But, by the time I get back to the car, he's listening to everything we have on Spotify. And he goes, I really like the direction you're going in, man. Like, it sounds really good. I'm like, maybe this guy's serious. And then get home. We're doing band practice like 4 hours later. He just sends me a drive link. He's playing one of our songs. And he's like, so I think this is how it goes. And he's playing this whole thing to it. And next thing you know, we're jamming together. The rest is history, right?
Amazing. And you guys actually had dropped a full-length LP back in November. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we kind of had, like, enough stuff to record, so we were just, like, ready to get it out there and then kind of, like, free up the mental space to start working on new stuff. So we'd been playing together for, gosh, not even a year when we recorded it, I don't think. Yeah, and then Luke had a connect that got us a spot on Saturna Island. Nice. And this little cabin that was, like, it was so vibey. It was, like, leaking from the roof every day and stuff like that. And we were all sleeping in one room on the couches. But
like
it was cool.
Everywhere, wires everywhere, just like what's happening here. It was like we just, like, slept where we could.
Recording Nirvana.
Yeah, totally. And then Walter's, like, a audio engineer wizard. So then he set everything up. And we just spent a weekend out there and just laid down a bunch of tracks. And almost everything was recorded there. A couple overdubs afterwards. And then we just spent the next couple months, like, grinding in Walter's home studio in his apartment, just trying to mix and master. And we'd already set a deadline for ourselves, so
there was no turning back. That was
no turning back.
Yeah. Amazing.
We had a record release show, and I think we uploaded the record to streaming like less than 48 hours before, so.
Killer. Sick. All right, let's hear some more from Whitico.
For sure. Out of tune.
Sorry about that.
For those of you who don't know, Whitico is spelled W-I-T-I-K-O.
That's right.
Thank you.
All my idols fall around me. Question how I couldn't see nasty roots beneath their earth. I'm ashamed to have defended you. Now I smile at where you're sunken to.
shoving deep inside my head. Now I smile as my mind turns to rot, makes me wish that I was dead.
Alright, this next one is, it's probably going to be our next music video. Let me get around to that. This one's called Psychedelic Love World, and I wrote it about Jill Laird. It was my long-term girlfriend, by the way. Outside, drown my hands in hazel lines.
psychedelic love world.
Sultry, Whitico. Speaking of Whitico, how did the name Whitico come about?
Oh, for sure. So Whitico is, it's a name I picked years ago. I was looking into kind of different, like, Cree and Métis mythology. I'm Métis myself, and I wanted to name the band after, like, something relevant to the culture. So one that stuck out to me was the Whitico, and that's a creature that's, you know, the details of it vary from community to community. The pronunciation varies. The more commonly you hear it anglicized as Wendigo, but we went with Whitico. And I don't know, I've always enjoyed the stories and kind of like the lessons that come from the Whitico. It's essentially, like, at its very base level, there's like the deity, like capital W Whitico, and there's this kind of lowercase W Whitico that anyone can turn into, and you turn into that by essentially turning against your community. A lot of stories have cannibalism in it, whether that's like literal or figurative, but I just thought there's something to learn from that anyone can turn into that. It's kind of humanizing. It allows you to look at people a little differently, cut them a break, you know, like anyone can get there. So essentially it's a evil being that feeds on greed.
Nice. Yeah. Mythology in band names and in band history is super fascinating to me. And you guys have mentioned that you've been a band for just a little while in terms of like getting everybody together and coalescing. What are some venues and places that you've played?
Oh, yes, microphone. Green Auto.
648.
648. The Roxy. Yeah. Come on, Roxy Wednesday.
Rite of passage.
Yeah. Portside.
Cobalt.
We were too rock and roll for Blarney Stone, apparently.
Blarney Stone. Yeah, we don't mention the Blarney Stone incident. Josh's Basement.
Yeah.
That's right. Which was
show, oof,
yeah,
incredible. There's a few other spots, but yeah, covers most of them.
And do you guys have any shows coming up that we can let Radioland know about?
For sure. We are playing this Saturday at the Biltmore.
Beautiful.
For the first time, so June pretty happy on that.
June
21st. That's right. So anybody who wants to come for an after party after their daily activities that day, come beat it up, as we said. And then we got a show July 26th. I don't think it's been formally announced yet, but we'll do that here. July 26th at the Astoria. It's a fundraiser for the Aboriginal Friendship Society. So there'll be a few other kind of at least indigenous fronted acts, and there'll be an indigenous marketplace and stuff, so you can get loaded up with all sorts of goodies there. But July 26th, Astoria.
Fantastic. Shall we hear some more music?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Thank you. That last song was all right. We just we put out a music video in, what was it, January? Late January? That was directed by Jasmine McRae. Really happy with how it turns out. It looks mega professional, so that's available on our YouTube. Next track we got going here is a new one. Everything we played so far was off our first record that we put out, and it's an unreleased one. It'll be on the next one.